As a big bunny piloted a tractor around the Chappelle Farms field, two others in an attached trailer sent handful after handful of candy flying into the air. Then came the all-clear call and kids of all ages, many with their parents, fanned the area, filling their Easter baskets with goodies. Two-year-old Lincoln Mays picked a spot and sat quietly, reaching out for the pieces of candy strewn around him. "It's been a lot of fun," said his dad, Jesse Mays, of the Berry family's outing to the Chappelle Farm Spring Festival. "It's been difficult, during the past 2 years, with COVID. They don't really understand." Lincoln's big sisters, Cassidy, 6, and Nia, soon to be 8, were pretty excited about the prospect of digging into their sweet troves. "I'm going to eat it," said Nia, beaming. The Oro Medonte Township Family Farm Spring Festival started last weekend and continues the Easter weekend from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. through to Monday. There's the candy hunt, the amazing Frank Clarkson magic show, which is the only indoor event, as well as wagon rides, play areas and a host of critters including lambs and their moms, baby goats and baby chickens. "All of our animals have babies at this time of year, so children can see the life cycle of animals," explained Pauline Chappelle. "We have llamas but so far they haven't given us babies." On Sunday the GoVAXX bus will be at Chappelle Farms from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Last weekend didn't present the ideal weather conditions, but Chappelle said there was a decent turnout and people were delighted to be out. For Chappelle, being able to run the full event was a thrill and a sign of more to come. Last year, after all the arrangements were made, they were forced to close after just one day, and it was cancelled altogether the previous year at the start of the pandemic. Saturday may not have been the warmest day in the week, but it started out bright and sunny and was a chance for young families to get out and about, many of whom lined up to get in when the gates opened. For Diana Da Silva, bringing her family, including her sons, Cowan, 8, Kellen, 4, as well as their cousin, Jasmine, 6, visiting from Ottawa, to the farm was a chance to further explore the area. Da Silva moved to Barrie from Toronto last year and has been loving the place and the experiences. "After such a long, very hard 2 years, I would say for everybody, it's just really nice to get out and get the fresh air," she said. "It's Easter weekend. A lot of the things are closed, but we really appreciate when there are farms and stuff like this open for the kids to do, especially getting out and being outside when we've been locked in for so long." Adam and Becky Payne came from Orillia to explore the animals and the other farm offerings with two-year-old daughter Adeline. Like so many of the young families there, the Paynes were ready to help their daughter take in the different sights and sounds while largely remaining outdoors. "It's so nice," said Becky. "It's been a tough 2 years. We like outdoor activities because at least we can keep our distance." 16-month-old Alice was happily feeding the lambs, who gobbled up the feed, ice cream cone and all. Her parents, Jim Field and Melanie Stochero, decided it was time to show Alice a bit more of the world outside their Wasaga Beach home. "We need to get out of the house," her parents declared simultaneously. "It's open and we could come and it's good experience for her to see the animals and people and get that exposure," said her dad. "She's a kind of a COVID baby, so she's kind of been trapped in the house like the rest of us. Now it's just getting out in public where there's lots of people."